The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
It's time to get in shape and shape up your health. Welcome to Fitness RX Radio with your hosts, Joe Piatero and Greg Valentino. If you're looking for information about health, training, fitness, and nutrition, then stay with us for the next hour. Now, here are Greg Valentino and Joe Piatero.
And welcome to Episode 3, Fitness RX Radio. I am Joe Piatero, and my co-host, Greg Valentino, is here with me. Greg, what's going on tonight?
What's going on, my brother Joe? What are you doing?
Not much. Getting ready for a little New York Giants and Minnesota Vikings on MNF. But before that happens, we got a little something going on called Fitness RX Radio. We got not one, not two, but three guests tonight. And we definitely want, if anybody out there is listening live, and we know that there are a few live listeners, but most of you guys, big iTunes world out there, podcasts, a lot of people download. But if you are listening to us live and you want to get involved with these conversations that we're going to be having, 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. Greg, we got the first guest is going to be Alex Caniero. He's a IFBB men's physique pro.
Absolutely. You know, Joe, I just want to say one thing.
Sure.
I just want to say one thing. We got more guests than the Giants have wins, and I'm a fucking Giant fan, so I'm disgusted. Anyway, getting back to Alex.
So if Alex was the only guest, that still would be a true statement.
If Alex was not, hey, you're a Jet fan. That's not fair. You're throwing shade. Yeah, I hear you.
But we got Alex is going to be on our first slot, and then at 8:30 we're going to be joined by a cool pair. Actually, it's going to be pretty interesting. Adam Speedbag Scissorhands Salomon. If you guys haven't read the story on fitnessrx.com or checked out some of the videos that Greg put up of Adam Speedbag, you got to see what this guy does. It looks like this thing is in fast motion, but this is how he really hits the speed bag. And Alex actually trained Angelina Pivarnik, formerly of the Jersey Shore seasons 1 and 2, in celebrity boxing. So we're going to have the two of them on, Angelina and Adam. And that's going to be something a little out of left field, right, Greg? Talking to these two people?
I got to tell you. You know, obviously it's always fun with the Jersey Shore. You know, I know Snooki and everything like that. I got to give actually Angelina a message. But, you know, I got to tell you something. Adam Speedbag, man, you got to see him hit the bat. Well, him and I did a movie together. It just actually won the Atlantic City Film Festival, Best Horror.
Give the plug. Get the name out, bro.
Yeah, it's called Gravediggers. You know, ex-Yankee Jim Larritz is in it. It's pretty cool. We've got a lot of people, April Hunter. You know, there's a lot of people in that movie, but it's a great movie. But, you know, that's where I met Adam, and we both play like mafia wise guys in there. But you got to see him hit the bag, bro. It's like nothing I ever seen before. That shit's more than cardio. That I wish I could do that. I mean,
bro, he's doing spinning. He's doing complete 360s and hitting it with his elbow and then hitting it the normal conventional style. I'm, like, getting dizzy watching the fucking thing. It's amazing.
Oh, my God.
It's really amazing. We're going to have to ask him a couple of, you know, kind of stupid questions also. Like, how the fuck did you come up with that? But that's what we're going to have on. That's at the 8:30 time. They're going to have Angelina and Adam on. But right now, want to welcome to the airwaves Fitness RX Radio, Alex Caniero. Alex, what's going on this evening?
Hey, what's up, guys? Thank you for having me here.
What's going on, Alex?
No problem.
Hey.
Our pleasure. Alex,
let me just ask him. I wanted to ask him because we were talking before. I just wanted to know, where are you calling from, just out of curiosity? Where you live?
I live in Denver, but I am actually born in Brazil and raised in Rome.
In Rome?
Yeah.
Wow.
Rome, in Italy or Rome, New York?
No, Rome, Italy.
Are you serious?
No, I was raised there all my life, and then I lived in Germany for a year, lived in Santiago de Chile for 7 years, and then I came to the States in 2006.
Wow, you must have some freaking list of broads under your belt.
Hey, Joe, I wanted to ask him, who's hotter, though, the Italian chicks or the Brazilians?
The Brazilians.
Hey, you know what? Me and Greg are Italian. I don't think either one of us are going to argue that. I think we're both going to say, man, touche.
Wait, I want to know, is your girlfriend Brazilian though, or what?
No, man, Italian? She's in the States.
Oh, she's in the States? Yeah. Call her back. Get a Brazilian. I'm just kidding.
You know, you're living in the U.S., you get them.
You know what I want to know, Joe? Every one of these, every time we get a physique guy on here, these guys have deeper voices than the bodybuilders. You know, like, yeah, well, so if we talk to these bodybuilders and they're like this and shit, I'm like, holy God, you guys are more manly.
I'm funny.
Don't believe all the bullshit you hear out there about the physique guys. They're all right, man.
No, I like the physique. I'm going to tell you something. I say it before, I said it again. Alex, yeah. Let me tell you something. The next Arnold Schwarzenegger is going to come from physique. It's not going to come from bodybuilding. You can't have a 300-pound guy or 275-pound guy with freaking Cro-Magnon head, you know what I'm saying?
Playing part what you mean, yeah. But, you know, Arnold was a big, you know, motivation. I mean, obviously, I don't come from, like, you know, a low-end family like Arnold came, you know. But, you know, I have to follow someone's footsteps into coming into the U.S. and building my own name and building reputation and building everything, you know. I'm no Joe Ito athlete, like, you know, like he was, but, you know, it's a great motivation because it's the American dream. It's to come, you know, into the U.S. and build a name for yourself and build a reputation and be in the Olympia. And, you know, Arnold is a great, great motivator for that.
Yeah, and also, ask him the question. I'm sorry.
What you're referring to also is the next Arnold, per se, would be like the next movie star Arnold, the next mainstream.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, the next mainstream, the guy that everybody knows.
I
meant physique and acting. I know some people tried it, but, you know, I just try and do day by day and see where it goes and try and build that name better and better every day. And I'm happy that, you know, being here in the States for 6 years now, I was able to step in the Olympia as the first Brazilian men's physique pro. That really is really worth, you know, had the most amount of impact on me this year.
And also you did the top 10 at the O, which is a great, great placing to have. And the first time the physique showdown at the Olympia took place. What was that whole experience like, Alex? I mean, have you ever been into the Olympia before, or even just, you know, as a fan, just to check it out?
Yeah, I mean, it all started in 2010 when the Muscle Fitness had the first male muscle model search. And, you know, and I applied online. I won that online, and I stepped on that stage for the first time. Not as an IFBB pro, just as a, you know, contender and, you know, took third out of 97 guys. I was pretty happy with that. And that's really what boosted my image, my name. And, you know, for the next 3 years, I've always, you know, was a fan watching that big stage. And, you know, it was a great, great honor just to be on that stage, for the first time representing the physique division.
Yeah, I mean, it must have been pretty cool. I mean, we had Jason Poston on last week, and he was saying that a lot of you guys, like, you weren't sure what the reaction was going to be as far as the audience members went. Like, it's a bodybuilding crowd, per se. But he said that...
It was full. A lot of people showed up.
He said the crowd was very positive. Everybody was really into it. And, you know, I think I've mentioned before, I've noticed at NPC shows that the men's physique gets the loudest, like, whoops and yells and screams, and all you hear is, like, females screaming, going crazy over you guys. So, I mean, obviously, that you know, listen, that's going to carry on into the IFBB, you know, divisions. So, yeah, if people are...
Yeah, you know, I mean, I just came back from Spain, you know, a few weeks ago, and, you know, in L.A. this weekend, and before that, I was in Florida, and, you know, I can see the division is growing a lot. You know, the whole Borchardt thing, not my favorite thing. You know, I know that among myself and a few other guys, we have decent-sized legs. Obviously, we don't have bodybuilder legs, but we train the whole body. And, you know, we're not showing legs, but, you know, and those calls with Borchardt aren't really necessarily my favorite thing. But, you know, you got to play the rules of the game and just shut up and just do it, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you guys are told to wear now, and that's what you have to wear. But like you said, you know, you don't ignore legs. So, I mean, you're training, you're squatting just like anybody else is. You're doing a full body routine, and you're building muscle for a full body. I mean, right?
Yeah.
You don't skimp on anything because you're wearing a different type of shorts that are longer covering the legs.
Well, you know, I wouldn't be an athlete if I didn't do legs. That's stupid.
That's true, yeah. So let's talk a little bit about you've been doing some cool stuff with us over there at FitnessRxForMen.com. You had a real cool video heading up to the Olympia prep, and then we had a nice feature article on there, and we have your own section in the IFBB NPC MPD part of the forum. So we're going to be looking at some cool stuff from you coming over there. What do you think there's going to be going on? I mean, you're going to take a break now. You're not competing till April. So you maybe it's like an off-season type of material you think you might be putting out?
The next show, like the 12th, John Lindsay Grand Prix National. Sorry, it's just the John Lindsay Grand Prix. Taking some time off, I was able to, you know, with my coach, come over to talk to some of the judges. They don't really want to change my physique too much. Just want my back to be wider and, you know, just work a little bit more on that stage presence and presentation of my body. But, you know, it's four shows back-to-back. My body, you know, they say men's physique guys trying to take an off-season. You know, there's no such thing as an off-season, you know, blah, blah, blah. I think that, you know, it's necessary to take some time off and put a little bit of body fat on and, you know, hit the weights a little bit harder and, you know, grow. And then next year go back. There will be no Arnold for us next year. Mm-hmm. So just grow, you know. I got to go put some good quality size on. I got surgery now on Thursday on my right shoulder for arthritis that I built over, you know, over the years. I'm not proud to say I'm 25 and have arthritis, but it is what it is. So, you know, it's things that come with the sport. And
yeah,
take some off and put some good size on. I mean, I don't enjoy someone telling me you can't get a little bit bigger, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you look at the guys at the Olympia, I mean, definitely you can see the MPD guys are putting on some size since it first came around, you know, even as an IFBB division, you can see that.
Yeah, I mean, I was the third men's physique pro in history to get my pro card, and, you know, I stepped on stage at an embarrassing 173. You know, I'm not too proud to say that, but, you know, now I stepped at Olympia at 189, mm-hmm. And I would like to step on stage next time at about 193, 194.
Yeah, yeah, so that's...
Well, you're getting bodybuilders now jumping over there, because, I mean, Caprice Murray is a physique guy now. I mean, you know, so, you know, as you start getting bodybuilders, you know, that don't want to, you know, walk around with a 40-inch ripped waist and, you know, 300 pounds in the off season. When you get guys like that that want to start, like, you know, getting more of that pleasing physique back, you know, go back to more of our roots, I think eventually men's physique is going to be more like, you know, older bodybuilding, you know what I'm saying? Kind of like women's physique now is almost like the way women's bodybuilding used to be in the 80s. If you look at Corey Everson and girls that used to win the Olympia like that, and then you see with these physique, they have the mass of a physique, you know, girl now, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, I mean, that's what really got me into the whole sport is the 70s look. It's actually, I was telling one of my clients this morning, I loved Serge Nabre and Frank Zane's look, you know, and, you know, they didn't have massive legs, but they had some really good-sized legs, and, you know, if the division goes towards that direction, that'd be awesome. I think they're going to keep it, you know, like my friend Sadiq, Habzavik, you know, they told him he got fourth place at the Olympics. They told him he was a little bit too big. So as of right now, we do have that limitation of, okay, that's how big we want you guys. We don't want that much bigger. And, I know personally Sadiq trains like a bodybuilder, and, you know, he's at, you know, Beth Francis gym all day long, training hard and eating hard. And, I mean, I love that, you know. I want to break that stereotype of physique guys, you know, when they say it's girls' bikini. You know what? What I'm scared about is the new generation of men's physique athletes, because I know that the top 10 guys who were in that Mr. Olympia, they all come from bodybuilding. At one point, they all started in bodybuilding, and they all knew that they had to have legs and full symmetry. Now, the new generation, I've observed, they don't do legs, and they don't do the hard stuff. They just look like, you know, male models. And I want that to break down, and, you know, the men's physique division to get a little bit more respect for being true athletes.
Well, that's what Joe and I talked about last week. You got to get rid of them shorts. That's what's good. When guys start showing their legs, that's when they're going to start developing more and get being graded on their legs. Because that's insane that you could have somebody not lift weights with their legs, you know, have all upper body. That looks retarded. That's
I mean, not skin than any other division. You know?
I mean, that's wrong. You know, I mean, and you're right. You're 100% right, Alex. Just, you know, we've covered shows. Joe and I are backstage at, you know, all the big shows and stuff. And I've seen some of the physique guys, and there's guys walking back there that absolutely look like they have no legs at all. I mean, literally.
Yeah.
You know, like a Jersey Shore dude. They're all pecs and fucking and abs, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and, you know, that's what sucks. You know, another good competitor we had this weekend, actually, last weekend, was Dave Gooden. You know, he was in bodybuilding his whole career. And he stepped in the men's physique this weekend and actually didn't do that bad himself. So, yeah, you're right. You know, we do have a couple of bodybuilders who are, you know, dropping out a little bit of weight and stepping into that men's physique, you know, division, which is, you know, I think it's kind of cool.
Yeah, no, I definitely think that they're showing that there is a crossover. And when you're going to get, like, if somebody gets to their pro card and they're, like, a smaller guy, usually when you go to the Nationals and those big shows like that, the USA's, the heavyweight or the super heavyweight is the guy that takes the overall. But
right.
You get the guys that get their pro cards, guys like Sean Clarita, little, I mean, short guys that have great builds, but they're just not going to have the body weight to ever, even in a 212 category, they're not going to have the body weight and the height to really stand up against some bigger guy. So a guy like him, if he streamlined a little bit, he could look, you know, fantastic for a men's physique. Because he looks great as a bodybuilder, that guy. He's a guy from New Jersey. You know, I've seen him a bunch of times. And, you know, he just looks fantastic. He's shredded. But he's going to always be fighting that, chasing that, you know, that battle with fighting, going against these monsters that are going to be so much bigger than him, even in the lighter weight category. So I think you're going to start seeing some guys like that get their pro cards, especially that, you know, there's more pro cards being given out now at the national level. So you're going to see guys.
A little bit too many, in my opinion, but okay, that's just my opinion.
Yeah, you know, you can make a strong argument for that. I mean, usually it used to be the overall. That was it. Now you got first and second place guys in the divisions that are getting it. So it's kind of hard to, you know, It's hard to put all of those guys in a bodybuilding stage because, like you can see, the guys that weigh 70 pounds less than the other guys, they're going to have a hard time in the pro ranks. So I think you're going to definitely see more guys, like you said, going from bodybuilding to MPD. And I don't have a problem with it. I think it's good, and you're going to see maybe a different element.
Joe, I wanted to ask Alex a question. Alex.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. When you're back at some of these stages, you know, when you're backstage and stuff, right, do you notice any of the bodybuilders have an attitude towards the physique guys?
I don't. It used to be like that. I won't lie. In the past, you know, I remember I hit every single beginning of the show, and, you know, they would give us, like, this look. You know, just you know, you could see it, like, what are you guys doing here, you know, that kind of look. Now, I see physique guys bigger than some of the local bodybuilders. And I'm like, why are you doing bodybuilding when you're not, you know? And then I get a lot of guys who suck at physique, and they're like, oh, I'm going to go back to bodybuilding. And I'm like, oh, really? Because I don't understand that mindset. You know, nowadays, it's not like that anymore. We don't see that anymore. Online, you'll always see some, you know, some jerks saying stupid shit. But honestly, are those guys really even working out? No. Even, you know, the more old school people that I know, you know, like I work at Phil Heath's gym here, Dylan Armbrist Pro Gym. You know, even Dylan, you know, remember he's like, you know, I'm not too sure about the division. Now he's training like 15, 20 guys. You know, even Phil, I remember, would walk around and, you know, see the physique guys and be like, what's going on? What is this? You know, now completely changed. You know, he's got a completely different mindset towards the sport. I think, you know, it's going to be a lot more of the older mindset. Well, bodybuilding is everything and nothing at all. That will give you a hard time as a men's physique athlete. But again, all of these guys are looking better and bigger than bodybuilders. So how can you give me crap when I look bigger and better than you?
It's just that bodybuilding has lost it doesn't have its structure like it did. I mean, you know, back in the years, you know, years ago, I don't know if you know, man, I'm 53 years old, bro. I've been training when all
of
these
Yeah, I know, totally. You're a big inspiration.
thanks. that makes, see, Joe, that makes one person that's in fight. But, what was I going to say? No, seriously, thank you. But, you know, I like the old physiques. You know, you mentioned Serge Nubrecy. I know those guys, and I've been around, seen them guys, you know, in person. You know, I met Arnold the first time in 1976, and I'm just saying, those guys, their physiques were great. But today, you know, think about it. Arnold was up, what, 220, 225? Or something like that on stage at 6'1", 6'2". That's basically almost, you know, a physique guy today. I mean, you got guys, 5'2", 5'3", you know, that are big, can't even make the 212 class. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
We're coming up on a break now. Alex, give out that website quick.
That's alexcamier.com if anyone wants to hit me up. And obviously, I'm always at Fitness Rex for Men, writing my blog and everything else. So both websites, if any fan wants to catch up, that's where I'll be.
All right, man. Cool. Alex, thanks so much for joining us tonight. Talk
hey,
to you later.
Thank you, guys. I really appreciate it.
Kick some ass. I'm rooting for you, buddy.
Thank you so much, my man.
All right, thank you.
Talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Fitness RX for Men is the ultimate men's print publication, website, and radio show. More than just fitness, we'll also bring you the best news in sports, entertainment, and lifestyle. Fitness RX for Men was established first as a magazine in 2003. Be sure to visit our website, www.fitnessrxformen.com, and check out our social media pages for up-to-the-minute news and tips every day. It's your ultimate prescription for the perfect body. Visit fitnessrxformen.com today.
Do the adventures of Indiana Jones leave you curious about this exotic and unusual profession? If so, don't miss Indiana Jones, Myth, Reality, and 21st Century Archaeology with Dr. Joseph Schuldenrein. You'll learn about forensics, ancient civilizations, and human origins. Listen to Dr. Schuldenrein and colleagues discuss their excavations and related archaeological topics, ranging from the unique to the sublime, and yes, even the mundane. Indiana Jones, Myth, Reality, and 21st Century Archaeology, live Wednesday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, on Voice America Variety.
Talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to Fitness RX Radio with hosts Greg Valentino and Joe Piatero. If you have a question or comment for our show today, please call 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. You can also send an email to jpiatero@advancedresearchmedia.com. Now, back to Fitness RX Radio.
And we want to thank Alex Carniero being back with us. So make sure you check out his website. It's www.alexcarniero.com, C-A-R-N-I-E-R-O.com. You can also check out his article on Fitness RX for Men. He also has an accompanying video with it, and he has a forum section. You click on there, you can get his link off of that article. He's going to be putting some more stuff up there soon, so we're going to have some good stuff coming from Alex. He's part of Team Fit RX, who also, we have two other members of Team Fit RX, Greg, that will be joining us 1 week from tonight. We're going to have Rob Ewells.
There you go, my boy, Rob. Rob and I were in that movie together.
Off-season,
thank
Rob
you.
Rob is our fitness, Hollywood fitness expert. Let me make sure I get that right. I don't want to piss Rob off.
He's a great actor. I just got to say, what a fucking actor that guy is.
We're going to have him, and this is just confirmed right before we went on air. You don't even know this yet. Our sex advice columnist, Crystal Martin, IFBB Bikini Pro, will be joining us, Greg. So you can get some sex advice next week. I want some callers next week. I want some Romos calling in asking Crystal some questions.
Joe, I got to tell you something.
Go ahead.
I got to tell you something. I don't have sex anymore, so I don't need any more advice. My shit don't work no more. I need some testosterone.
Get some testosterone.
Yeah, my girlfriend, she's going to say it again. What'd you say?
Please.
You hear her? She said, please. Go tell your mom, mother threw a fart and shit her pants. Go give her a fucking underwear. Get out of here.
We got to get Mercedes on the phone one of these days, too. We have to get young Mercedes to talk to the audience.
She won't do it.
She doesn't realize how big of a fan base she has out there, Greg.
Yeah, I know. You know what? She has a fan base there, but you know what? I'm not a fan of her, so fuck her. No, I'm kidding you. She's shot, bro. She's over here changing her freaking clothes, and I see that ass naked. I want to put the phone down, but you know, I didn't get paid, so I ain't got no money for it this week.
How's that ass look? You gonna hit that hard?
You know the story, bro. But we better talk about something else. That's good eating. Her mother's around. Her mother threw a shart before. She cut a fart and shit.
Andre?
Yeah. Disgusting. That fat fucking. Sorry, I'm talking about your mother. Bye. Close door.
And listen, and then Greg's column in MD in the next issue, She talks about shit in the bed when you come.
Oh, God.
Mercedes, yeah, getting stopped going in Greg's Rambling Free column in the next issue of Muscle Development Magazine.
Dude, Lee Priest used to tell me all the time, like, his ex-girlfriend used to, used to have a problem with that. They'd be screwing. And I guess he was, I don't know what the hell, I don't know if he was putting in her can or what, but he used to tell me she shit on his pillow. You know what I mean? And many a time she used to shit on a pillow.
Now, I read that, and my question is, was the pillow where it was supposed to be and her ass was up there, like in a 69 position, or did she have the pillow? Because some girls put the pillow under them and you get better, you know, better traction then.
You know.
Okay.
Oh, okay. They're here. They're probably listening to us thinking, what the hell are these guys talking about?
And on that note.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? Nobody else can hear. We just had the engineer tell us in our ear that, Angelina and Adam
are on hold. So
I forgot you were on a radio. I'm talking to Joe. Like, I'm talking about my girlfriend's mom shit her pants over here. Get out of here.
All right, let's get back on track here. Guys, we want to welcome to the airways Fitness RX Radio Angelina Pavarnik and Adam Speedbag Scissorhand.
Hi.
Scissorhand Solomon. What's up, guys?
Hey, how are you doing, guys?
How are you?
Good.
How are you
What's
doing?
Going on? Angelina, I got to admit, you got me nervous when we did these DMs on Twitter. I'm glad I saw them before I went on the air tonight.
Oh, no. So, like, I was like, what number do I call? Oh, my God.
I let your agent know all of this stuff. Now you got to chase her down and say, hey, no, I'm just kidding. No.
But I got to give Angelina a message. I have to give Angelina a message, okay? I just got off the phone about 5 minutes before we started the radio show with Emilio, and he told me to tell you, your boyfriend he's dead wrong. He did not get the part, and he's really pissed off about
Wait,
it.
Wait, hold on. Say it.
He's eating Haagen-Dazs right now.
Hold on. He's right next to me. Say it out loud really quick.
I said, okay, Angelina's boyfriend, Emilio, did not get the role. He said, to tell you, you're dead wrong. He did not get the role. And as a matter of fact, he's very depressed, and he's going right now, and he's swimming in like a pool of Haagen-Dazs, which is true, because I just told him, dude, go out and eat, because he's been dieting. He spent $300 today, because he's supposed to get, you know, he thought he had it, but he told me to tell you that, so...
Yeah, well,
I
went on an audition with him, and I couldn't believe the way it was run. It was run so poorly, and to be honest with you, they made him think that, and that's why I was like, come on, like, are you gonna be on the show? And that's why I didn't know if he was just saying that to make me not feel bad. You know what I mean?
Nope, he didn't get it. He didn't get it. He told me that he went with you, like you guys were all there. Nope, he did not get it. By the way, everybody, nobody knows what we're talking about. We're talking about the Cooking Network. They had a
Food Network. It was
it's
called Worst Chefs in America. Me and my boyfriend went down there, and to be honest with you, Emilio went down with his mother, and it was a nightmare. It was a freaking nightmare. They made us sit in a room for 12 hours, so unprofessional. I mean, it was just run very poorly, and I will never, I actually love that network, but to watch it, but now I just don't even want to deal with it anymore, because it was just ridiculous.
I got to tell you something, Julia. When I did the movie Bigger, Faster, Stronger, some of the sound guys used to work at the Food Network, and they all told me that the two biggest assholes down there are Bobby Flay and Rachel Ray. But they said
Rachel Ray and Bobby Flay. Yeah.
They're actually mean people. They told me that. They told me they're real, in person, they're real assholes.
Well, I was supposed to meet Bobby that day, okay? And like I said, it's called Worst Chefs in America. And to be honest with you, I don't really know how to cook that great. I mean, I could do a few things. You know, I'm Italian, I'm Hungarian, but my mother never taught me how to cook growing up. So I really wanted to take this show and really run with it and win. And they're idiots for not putting me on that show, to be honest with you, because I would have gave them ratings, which I know they have ratings anyway because of the Food Network, but it would have been so good for me to be on that. And then, you know what? It was like a different demographic for them. They would have had a girl from Jersey Shore on their network. And you know what? It's their loss, not mine. And Emilio would have been a good thing too, because he's, you know, Snooki's ex-boyfriend. So I think that would have been really funny if me and him would have been on it together. But you know what? They didn't want to put it. So it is what
You two would have been great. You know why? Because you appeal to the younger generation. And a lot of that cooking shit that they got on there is for, like, you know, like my fat Aunt Rita or something like that.
Yeah,
you know what
exactly.
I mean? You know what?
Exactly.
You don't like Bobby Flay anyway. You know why? Because he was banging Ari Gold's wife in Entourage.
But you know what?
Oh, my God.
Remember?
You should have brought Adam with you. You should have brought Adam. Yeah. Adam, you're there, right?
Is Adam here? I'm going to punch him in the face.
But you know what, though?
Right,
even
up,
if I would have brought Adam with me, I feel like even if I would have brought Adam, it, like, they wouldn't have cared. Like, they're just, like, ridiculous. Watch. And you know what? Honestly, I'll watch this next season after it's done getting filmed, and I'll laugh at it because they're just fools for not putting a Guido and, like, a Guidette on their show. They're retarded. You know
absolutely
what? And that's why it doesn't matter anymore. And I'm sorry that Amelia didn't get it. She's a nice kid, you know?
He told me to tell you. He said, make sure you tell her to tell her boyfriend because her boyfriend doesn't believe me.
So no, and yeah, there's this girl that me and him met when we were trying to get on the show. And it was funny because she keeps texting me telling me that she was waiting for a call too. And I'm like, are these two in on that? Like, did they both get called and I didn't? Which is fine. I don't care. There's a million other shows I can get on. And, you know, I just thought that they were both, like, doing that just to not make me feel bad. But I guess you're just telling me the truth now, so.
No, the one girl that he's friends with that you might be talking about, I think she got it, but he didn't. And that's what pissed him off because they told her, you know, we need to know your sizes and all that. That's what he told me. So
I don't know who the girl is. The blonde girl.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know who she is. I'm good friends with Emilio, but I don't know the girl, you know.
This is Greg, right, that's talking to me?
Yeah, I'm Greg. Yeah,
oh, my God, your arms are huge.
Yeah, thanks. Well, they weren't. I need some juice.
And my boyfriend knows everything about you. He just wanted me to tell you, and he thinks you're awesome because he's a really big, like, gym buff, and he loves the gym, and he loves working out and eating like you and all that stuff. So he's a big fan of yours.
Well, tell him thank you and give him a fist bump for me.
Oh, he said thank you and give you a fist bump for him.
Let's get into the stuff that Adam and Angelina did together.
Did you ever see Adam hit the bag, Angelina? Have you ever seen
So I was showing my boyfriend the other day a video of Adam, right? Because I just wanted to show him how cool Adam is, right? And he was like, holy shit, like that takes so much, you know, what did you say, that takes so much like to do practice and so much to do what he does. And Adam is like one of a kind. Nobody can really do what he does. And he's just like, the way you spin Adam and everything when you're doing that is amazing.
Thanks, babe. You know, a lot of hard work, a lot of time involved. So, you know, I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine. I mean, a lot.
How did you get into that, though, Adam? What made you start hitting the speed bag? Just out of curiosity, were you into karate and stuff?
No, I was always a big boxing fan as a kid. And, you know, I always loved the speed bag. And, you know, going back to the conversation you had with the guests earlier about the whole fitness industry, I was in that too, and I just felt it was very competitive, and a lot of the agents in New York, they were just looking for these big steroid guys, and I've always been natural, so I just felt like I needed a new route to get in the business, and I, you know, speed bagging is so unique, you don't see too many people doing it, so I just came up with a name and started pumping out videos and, you know, just making a name for myself, and that's great. So
that's I tell you what, that's an art. When I see you do that, Adam, I like, you know that. I'm not, from the moment you showed me that, I was like, oh, okay, hitting the speed bag, what could that be? But the way you do it is not like anybody else. I mean, that's unique, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you've always been very supportive.
Adam should definitely have, like, his own, like, show or something, or, like, I don't know. I definitely think that you, I don't know, Adam, I really think that you should be, like, out there, like, going crazy. Like, I don't know. I want to get you, like, a TV show so bad.
Yeah, that was my ultimate goal, like, getting into this business is, like, to use speed bagging to get into the entertainment business. You know, and, you know, with your help, Angelina, I got a lot of celebrity write-ups and, you know, Greg's help introducing me to Joe, all these fitness write-ups and stuff. So I just want to thank all three of you
very much. No, you're a good guy.
Oh, no, you're welcome.
You deserve it. You deserve it.
Bro, you deserve it.
He's a good-looking guy. Adam's a good-looking guy, and he's built. Do you have any, like, single friends you could hook him up with or anything?
Listen,
or no?
Adam, have you dated anybody in a while? Because I was wondering, because Adam's very picky, right? You're very picky.
I'm picky. You know, I try to pick the right ones, you know. I'm not really in the club scene and all that.
Yeah,
stuff.
No, that's one thing I have to say about Adam is ever since I met him, I was always like, Adam, come out to the bar with me. Come out to the club. And he only met up with me one time because he was so not into, like, drinking, and he's very into, like, just running on the beach and all that stuff.
Yeah, I'm a fitness guy, so, you know, drinking at clubs never really messed with him.
And here I am going, oh my God, like, how am I going to get this guy to come out? But he doesn't, he didn't want to do it, which is fine because, you know, if I was into the gym and all that stuff like you guys, I would probably be like, you know what, just like Adam is. And it takes a lot for him, for somebody like you probably, to not go out like I do.
You know,
right?
To be honest, like, you asked how I got good at speed pegging. I feel like when everyone was out clubbing, I was probably hitting the speed peg somewhere. So
yeah, you're one of a kind, that's for sure.
That's like, I used to do that when I was a kid. I mean, I've been lifting weights 40 years, actually. You know what I mean? And
wow.
I started the, yeah, I'm 53. I don't know if you know that. I don't look at those.
You look good for 53, Greg.
Thanks. Thanks. Well, my girlfriend, I'm 27, but she's Latin. I got to pay her for sex, so it's not, you know, I don't know. But anyway.
Oh, that's awesome.
Greg, now you know why I look the way I do, because while you guys were working out hitting speed bags, I was out getting fucking loaded in the club.
Well, I wasn't hitting speed bags. I was working out, but, you know, Joe and I are dating now. But honestly, we should have like a date thing for Radim or something like that. You know what I mean?
He's a good guy.
My girlfriend wants it. I think we likes him better than she likes me. You know what I mean? She met him.
I can't look like him. Adam, can I tell them the story about my grandmother, please?
Oh, yeah,
tell it.
Oh, my God. Okay, you guys want to hear the craziest, funniest story in the world?
Well, you have it now. You set it up.
This is the greatest story of all time.
So we were filming a pilot, right? This is like after season 2 of the Jersey Shore or whatever, and this is when I was going to do that whole boxing thing, and Adam was teaching me how to box and all that. And we'll get into that later, what happened. But now I'm filming a pilot for my own show, okay? And my grandmother was one of the characters, all right?
Okay.
And the reason why, I'll tell you later, the reason why it didn't get picked up, but it's because of MTV, okay? Just put it that way. But the funniest thing is my grandmother started talking to Adam on Facebook, okay? And she told me she had dreams about Adam, and she loved him, and all these things. I'm like, and my grandmother's like a beautiful, like, well, for her age, she looks like she's so much younger. She wears, like, makeup, like, she wears these, like, tight shirts with her tits hanging out. Like, she does not dress like a grandmother. Her tight dresses, her high-heel shoes, I mean, it's the funniest thing ever. So,
God.
I'm getting excited over here. Me and the two old guys are getting along.
I used to call my grandmother the freaking body, like, years ago. But anyway, so we went to meet up. Me and Adam went to meet up with my grandmother because we brought the cameras and everything. So what happened is my grandmother comes out of her house, and me and Adam are sitting there, and I'm like, Adam, come out of the car. And he didn't want to come out of the car because my grandmother was claiming that Adam liked her, and like she was, like, so mad over him. And what happened, Adam? She came out and she was like, do I look like an old fucking lady with gray hair? Do I, Adam?
Yeah, she literally challenged me to a fight in the middle of Staten Island in the street. I had to lock myself in the car with the cameras rolling. And craziest night. Yeah.
My grandmother was obsessed with Adam. Obsessed. Like, she told me, she was like, I want to marry this guy. Oh my God. I'm like, Grandma, you're like sick in the head. Like, he's not going to marry you.
God, like, that is awesome. I wish I could have seen that.
Yeah,
she came outside and she was like, Adam, like, why don't you want me? Why? Am I fucking old? Like, she was like cursing and like upset and all this.
Oh my God.
It was just so funny because my grandmother hits on men on Facebook. It's the funniest thing in the world. And that's just what she does. She's a very big, like, Facebook person, and, like, she's a, you know, texter and all these things. And I'm like, she's not your typical, like, grandmother. It's crazy.
All right, hang on to that thought. We're going to have to take a break coming up very shortly. Angelina, I want to hear more about Grandma because I'm starting to.
Me too.
If I put her on the phone with you guys would piss yourselves.
You got to put a picture of her up on your Twitter account now.
Oh, I so will. I promise you I will.
All right, hang on now. We'll be back in a moment right after this quick short break. Back with the rest of Fitness RX Radio.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
Fitness RX for Men is the ultimate men's print publication, website, and radio show. More than just fitness, we'll also bring you the best news in sports, entertainment, and lifestyle. Fitness RX for Men was established first as a magazine in 2003. Be sure to visit our website, www.fitnessrxformen.com, and check out our social media pages for up-to-the-minute news and tips every day. It's your ultimate prescription for the perfect body. Visit fitnessrxformen.com today.
Listen for MD Radio on the Voice America Variety Channel.
That's Muscular Development Radio.
Every Monday, your host, Sean Ray, will take you inside the world of bodybuilding and health and fitness. The show will feature Hall of Fame bodybuilders, trainers, judges, and the future champions of tomorrow. Plus, you'll be invited to participate in our call-in Ask the Pros feature. And our nutritional spotlight will feature products that can help you achieve your fitness goals. MD Radio is broadcast live Mondays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 Pacific, on the Voice America Variety Channel.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it. That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to Fitness RX Radio with hosts Greg Valentino and Joe Piatero. If you have a question or comment for our show today, please call 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. You can also send an email to jpiatero@advancedresearchmedia.com. Now, back to Fitness RX Radio.
And we're back here with the Jersey Shore version of Fitness RX Radio. We got Angelina from the Jersey Shore, Adam Speedbag Scissorhands Solomon, her trainer and coach for the celebrity boxing match. Greg, let's talk a little bit about the celebrity boxing. And Angelina was also involved with TNA Impact Wrestling too. So,
well, I want to know if that was the end of her grandma story, because I was really getting into that. Is there what was the finality to that? Like, did she wind up like pounding on Adam's car or anything, or did I mean hold that in?
Oh man, we
Adam,
just drove away
tell
in
that
night, but it was a crazy evening. So.
Well, my grandmother just loves him, and that's all that's to it. She thinks he's the hottest guy that ever walked this earth, so, I mean.
Well, you send my best to Granny. Tell her I miss her.
All right, I will.
Right, well, first of all, I got to ask, how old is she then?
She's, like, in her 70s, but she doesn't look at Adam. Admit it. She doesn't look like she's in her 70s.
She don't look a day over 69.
Yeah, that's what she wants to do, 69.
Ooh, I like that number. Yeah.
Hey, you know what?
See that.
Maybe it would have been the best thing you ever did, bro.
Oh, man.
You could have had stories you can tell your grandkids.
Once you go granny, you never come back. So.
There you go.
There you go.
Once you go granny, give her to her in a fanny. But, no, listen. Is she Italian?
Yeah, she's Italian.
Is she Italian?
She's Italian.
Okay. Because if I'm thinking about getting rid of my girlfriend, you know, I could go for a nice Italian girl.
All right, so then go with my grandmother then.
I should. I'm not much younger than her, am I? Wait, I'm 53. Yeah, we got, you know, some years there, but, you know.
You got never
know.
That's not too bad.
She's a cougar, so I mean, what do you call it? Wait, she's not a cougar. She's something else. She's a gilf.
No, that's a cougar.
A gilf?
When the older girl likes the younger guy.
That's what they call the granny.
It's called a gilf, a grandma that's hot.
Oh, gilf.
Well, grandma, I like the fuck.
Yeah, there we go. There we go.
If I fucked that, I'd have a lot of guilt. I mean, a lot of guilt.
We have to hook Adam up with somebody. Who are we going to hook Adam up with?
We got to hook him up. Come on, you got some hot friends. I'm sure you do.
Yeah, come on, Ann.
You got some single friends.
Oh, I do. See, that's the thing out like with Adam. He's like so like he looks like the typical like you know guy at the gym and all that. But no, he's like so like Adam's so nice. It's like. I don't know how he's not married yet. I just don't. You're just such a nice guy. It's probably just too much of a good catch.
Thank you.
Hey, we got a caller on here. I definitely got to go to here. Caller, I didn't get your name because we got a party going on over here. So please tell me your name.
Hi, this is Pierre Joseph calling.
Hey, Pierre, what's going on? Welcome to Fitness RX Radio. What's your question?
It's not really a question. It's just a commentary. I'm listening to this great broadcast here, and I've seen some of this guy's videos online, and he's just simply unbelievable. I mean, I've never seen such hand speed, the coordination. I've been trying to do this to some exercise and stuff, but I can't seem to get a hold of it. But, I've looked online, and the guy is just simply phenomenal. He has a gorgeous physique. And, the young lady was right who was just speaking. It's amazing how he's not, taken or married or with a significant other. But the guy, he's just wonderful.
He is.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, he Adam, is, I said take it, bro. That's for you, man. That's your call. So,
hey, Adam, do you want to date him?
I don't swing that way, but I'm sure we could, I'd love to really get together, and maybe he could give me some lessons, and maybe I could get a body like that and some looks like that, and maybe come summertime I go down to Seaside and pick up someone like Angie.
There you go. Awesome. There you go. You never know. He could get you in shape. You know, you know what you do. Leave your information with him or something like that.
Adam, how funny! How cute is that? You got a big fan.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks, man.
I got a perfect solution.
Thanks. I mean, can I contact you via your website or something?
Yeah, you could email me speedpegscissorhands.com. You could email me right there.
Thank you. It's a pleasure. And
Adam's so humble too. Like Adam will answer back his fans. He's so humble.
Oh, Adam's great.
Thanks.
He's such a humble guy.
If you're supposed to pay him and you don't pay, he's going to do it to his speed bag. What he does to the speed bag, he's going to do it to your head.
That'll be your head.
Sounds like a straight guy, man.
I want to hear about Angelina's boxing thing, so let's get into that.
All right, Pierre,
I'll tell you what happened.
Thank you, guys. I just want to say...
Have a good one.
Thanks, Pierre.
Thanks.
I want to hear about the celebrity boxing, Angelina. Come on now, let's hear about it, because this is the juicy part here.
You know, I was training her for that fight. We had a few sparring sessions, and...
Okay, but announced who was this now? This was the girl, who was that other girl that she was fighting?
Oh, Carrie Schwartz. She was from VH1 Frank the Entertainer. She's much taller than me. She's a big girl. She's like not, she's solid.
Yeah,
and
I saw that bar fight argument that you guys had on the...
Oh, my God. Yeah, she doesn't play games, and neither do I, you know? So I'm little, but I got a big mouth on me.
You got balls, though.
I got balls. That's all I know.
Angelina's, like, because of being on MTV, she was provoked a lot, and people starting shit like this girl, and we'll get to that story after, but she's really the sweetest girl if you know her in person, so, you know.
I'm just a chill girl. Like, thanks, Adam. I'm just a chill girl. Like,
you're one of the coolest girls I've ever known, seriously.
So now, how did the fight come about? Like, who challenged who? How did this whole thing? It's the celebrity boxing thing. A lot of times it's just, like, people talking in the paper and stuff like that.
Do you know Damon Feldman? Like, I don't even want to plug his name because he would probably love it. But his name is Damon Feldman. Unfortunately, I have to say it because if I have to describe what happened, his name is involved. He was like, oh, I think that you should fight Kerry. So I'm like, all right, you know what? Even though she's a bigger girl, I'm going to have Adam helping me out, and I'm going to be fine. So, of course, because Adam, obviously everybody knows how good he is, so he's going to teach me, and I'm going to be the best fighter that I can. And what happened was, me and Adam had, like he said before, our sparring sessions, whatever. He taught me a lot, and I was ready. And on that day, I was, my sister was there with me, and she was under 21. So the people were giving her a problem to come into the venue in Atlantic City. So I said, okay, hold on one second, I'm going to go downstairs. And as I was about to go downstairs, there was a girl that came up to me, and she was like, yeah, so can I take a picture? I said, sweetie, I'll take a picture with you 1 minute. Let me just go get my sister, and I'll come right back upstairs and take a picture of you, no problem. Because I had to go get my sister at that minute. Mm-hmm. So, or else they weren't going to let her in. And that my family came down to watch me, you know what I mean? So as I'm going down the escalator, the girl follows me down the escalator, and she starts flipping out on me, calling me a skank, calling me a fucking hoe, all these things. And I'm like, are you kidding me over a picture? And what happened is she took her camera, and like she was like, skank, blah, 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 and then that was it. It was over, and I just threw a drink in her face.
She made a move towards Angelina, which was definitely a threatening type of move, so Angelina basically threw a right hand that clocked this chick right in her face. They went down on the floor. And I had to break it up. The next day, we ended up on TMZ, the whole fight. So it was crazy.
Well, it's funny because the girl that was filming my pilot, that was another reason why it didn't get picked up. Because basically, it was all her fault because she was the one that was filming it. And she actually was filming my show, and she filmed the fight, and she sold it to TMZ to scum me out.
That's not right.
That girl scummed me out because she was jealous that, like, I don't know, she was just jealous of, like, Adam and me or whatever, and I don't understand. I didn't understand the whole thing. So she sold it to TMZ. It was all over. It went viral. It was the biggest thing ever. Then she sued me because she said that I threw a glass cup at her. Meanwhile, it wasn't a glass cup. It was a solo cup. It was a freaking plastic cup. And she was like, you know, she got off the floor after, and she was like, screw you, like, cursing me out. And I'm like, all right, obviously this girl is really trashy, and you know what, it is what it is. And I had to pay for a lawyer and everything, which was fine, but she thought she was going to get $100,000 out of me. She wanted to make $100,000 out of me, just from that fight.
It was another gold digger, trying to capitalize on.
She's like my girlfriend, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, she told Rigger online that I threw a glass cup at her and that she was knocked out unconscious. How is that even possible when the ambulance didn't even come? I was like, this girl is nothing but a liar. Her lawyer told my lawyer, well, we want $100,000, we'll settle. And my lawyer laughed in her face. You were like, you're not getting anything from her, so good luck with that, because I hired the best lawyer in Atlantic City.
Couldn't you sue the girl that filmed all that shit? I should have sued her
because she's the thing is with TMZ, like, they don't put somebody's name out. Somebody could sell your tape anonymously. You know what I mean? And that's what sucks about this business. You can't trust a lot of people because people that you even had filming a show for you would film the show but then scum you out and give that and leak it out because she was jealous.
So the celebrity boxing match was canceled because you were fighting before it started.
Exactly. I didn't even get to fight the fight, and it sucked because I wanted to prove, like, Adam, you know, Adam, you helped me so much, and, like, it sucked because I couldn't
even show your moves out. You knocked the fan out instead.
Yeah, I went crazy on the girl.
That's funny, though. Oh, my God. So you lost the whole thing. You should have went to Howard Stern. He would have still died. I had a fight with Mark Wahlberg in a nightclub, and he wanted me and Wahlberg to fight, and Wahlberg didn't want to do it in the ring. I had a fight in the limelight. I had him
all
on the
ground. All these celebrities, listen, and then, you know, it's funny, people are telling me, oh, you should fight Snooki in the ring, right? I would love to fight Snooki in the ring. I mean, bring it on. But the thing is she thinks she's such a big, high and mighty celebrity. I mean, look, she's a very famous girl, I'm going to admit it. But at the end of the day, she should remember where she came from. And if it wasn't for me, she would have walked off that show. So she should fight me in the ring because I would love to beat her ass. No. But she'll never do it because she's too big.
You know what? We could probably make that happen, you know. We might be able to make that happen.
I would love to.
You know, I'm in the media, too. You know that, right? I do a lot of stuff. I've done movies and everything. But I'm saying we might be able to make that happen.
I can see that.
I know. How about if it's not her? How about have me and JWoww
really
fight each other? That would be fucking awesome. JWoww.
I met Snooki. I've met them all, except I haven't met JWoww, and I never met that kid Ryan. I don't watch it. I never really watched the Jersey Shore, but she's a big girl, I think, isn't she?
I mean, she's like another Kerry Schwartz, a big, tall girl.
Tall,
you know,
yeah.
You know what's funny? You know what would be a really fun, like, fucking hysterical fight? A fight between me and my replacement, Dina. Because that would be fun. I mean... Wouldn't that be great?
You know what? That's cool because, like you said, that's the girl who replaced you on the cast.
Right, wait a minute. You want to do? Why don't you do that right now? Challenge him right now. Me and Joel, see if we can get that. We can get that to happen.
Wait, which one?
You want to see if we can hook that up?
Whoever you want. All of the above.
All of the above, baby. Bring it on right now.
All right, we'll do that. Let's do that. Hold on.
Snooki's such a big celebrity, she'll decline the offer, so, you know what I'm saying? Because why? Because she's scared of me, that's why.
Well, she's a mom now, too, right?
Oh my God, she's a mom. She's so mature now that she doesn't want to fight. No, if there was, like, money involved, I'm sure she would jump right on that.
Isn't she, like, living in, like, her in-law's basement or, you know?
Yeah, so I was watching an interview the other day, and she said that she was living in Gianni's mother's house in the basement. She's like, well, the reason why I'm living there is because I'm waiting for my house to get built. Do you believe that or what?
Waiting for the house to be built. Oh. Hey, guys, we're going to run out of time here. We're getting off the air in 1 minute, so I want to give the two of you guys a chance plug.
I'm liking this.
I love it. I could do this all freaking night, bro. So, Angelina, ladies first. Plug anything you want to plug. Twitter, website, whatever you got.
Adam, you go first.
Me? All right, just if anyone wants to hit me up, speedbagscissorhands.com, and I want to thank all three of you for having me on, and you guys all have been very supportive, so thank you. Love you guys.
Love you too. And then Adam's going to help me, whoever wants to challenge me in that fight.
Yeah, we're going
to
get on the
show. We're going to work on it. We'll get something
going. Listen, and this time it's going to go through. It's not going to be a fight before the fight. It's going
to
be just a fight.
I'll be there to hold
it
back.
And Adam's going to be in my corner teaching
me
everything. And you guys are going to help me out too.
I'll be in your corner.
Angelina, give your plug out. Whatever you want to plug, go ahead.
All right, so just follow me on Twitter, at AngelinaMTVJS, and my Instagram is at AngelinaMTV. And, yeah, so hit me up, everyone. Thank you.
Great, guys.
Right,
thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Give your husband a fist bump for me again, all right?
Give you a what?
Give your boyfriend a fist bump for me.
Oh, he said give you a fist bump. Say thank you.
Thank you. See you next week. Rob Yule, Crystal Martin.
He said thank you.
Coming up. All right. Good night, guys.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening this week. Greg and Joe will be back next Monday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel with another edition of Fitness RX Radio. Have a pumped week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.